Welcome to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast with Pastor Robert Thibodeau. Using an interview format, Pastor Bob will introduce you to men and women whose ministries are impacting this world with the gospel, and will also provide commentary and insight on end-time prophetic events we now see happening in the news. Now here is Pastor Robert Thibodeau.
Hello, everyone, everywhere. This is Pastor Robert Thibodeau. Welcome to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast. We're so blessed that you're joining us today. I have a question for you. Now, when you're building your ministry or your business or your coaching programs, your podcast or radio programs as well, what are you actually doing? I want to draw your attention back to what I just said. What are you building? Who is it doing the building? What are you building? When you look at your efforts in whatever it is, think of it as an actual building. For churches and ministries, if I were to ask you that, your answer would probably be something similar to, well, I want to reach as many people as possible with the gospel. If you're building a business, online or traditional, brick or mortar, your response might be to offer goods and services to as many people as possible. But is that your building, or is that the furniture in the building? To make this point very clear for us today is my very special guest, Nina Venturella. Now, Nina is the founder of One Box Fits All, an all-inclusive, one-stop-shop virtual agency that helps coaches, authors, and other professionals to create their own intellectual property, allowing you to be able to dominate in your marketplace, your ministry, etc. Now, Nina's been blazing trails in this area for over 30 years. She spent 26 years in the weight loss and wellness industry. She's traveled the world touching and changing lives with her dynamic ability to inspire change and coach people through their problems and obstacles today in order to have a better tomorrow. She is also the author of several books, including Unveiled Truth, where she shares her story of battling systemic candida for over 10 years and how she's able to help others to heal their bodies as well. Her relationship with God is fundamental in everything that she does, and she's an outspoken Christian who is not afraid to share her faith. In fact, that's how we met. Praise God. Now, full disclosure here, because of what I do and how our ministry operates, I have to be very cautious about who I let into my inner circle of confidants and those that I allow to speak into my spirit and into my life. Nina is one of those people, and she's been helping us with some of the growth that you've seen happening in our ministry recently, and God willing, will continue to happen. Praise God. So help me welcome to the program, Nina Venturella. Nina, thank you so much for taking the time out of your schedule to join us today.
Thank you, Robert. Wow, you are good. I am impressed.
Well, the first question, other than that brief information I just shared, tell us in your own words, who is Nina Venturella?
Well, number one, I'm a follower of Jesus, and I do nothing apart from him. But everything I've ever done, Robert, from really day one of my life, since I've been saved, has been giving God the glory of the amazing gifts that he gives me that I don't even know I have until I step into them.
Amen.
And that is really true. That's a true statement that's not exaggerated. And if I look back at my life since I've been an entrepreneur, and really it started in my, wellness industry, when I opened up my wellness centers in 2006, I had battled prior to that a illness that doctors could not diagnose for over 2 years. Mm. And finally, when it was diagnosed, other than a doctor through a naturopath, I was diagnosed with something called systemic candida. And throughout that journey, trying to figure out what that cause, what the cause was and how I got to this place, it really opened my eyes to a lot of different systems in our physical body. And one of those areas was the lymphatic system. Mm-hmm. And it's interesting because I have never in my entire life desired to do any kind of body work, ever. I didn't want to talk. Matter of fact, here's the funniest thing. I'm actually a germaphobe. And you know when God says he uses the least likely, I am 100% living proof of that. So here you have a girl who is a germaphobe, who does not want to touch anything that's right, always constantly washing her hands. And God's got me in people's armpits and in their groins. It's amazing, right? Yeah. So in 2006, I opened up a wellness center. This is after I had battled with the candida for the many years. And one day, literally how that happens is I went to bed healthy. I woke up sick, thought it was the flu. After about 3 weeks, I realized it wasn't the flu. Went to doctor after doctor after doctor. And they all said, it's in your head. You're overworked. you're stressed out, here's some Prozac and set me on my way. Now, this is 20 some years ago. My symptoms ranged anywhere from chronic fatigue to brain fog. I don't know if you know what brain fog is, but it's literally, you can't put two sentences together. I had rashes all over my entire body. I had allergies to everything I ate. I had no immune system to speak of. My bowels were all messed up. It was crazy. It was like everything was shutting down at one time. All my organs were shutting down at one time. So you can imagine the impact it had on my physical body.
Yeah.
And the funny thing is, when this all started, guess what? I gave my life to Jesus right before it all started. So, so obviously the enemy knew something I didn't know at that time, right? He was trying to stop me in my tracks, but he didn't win because I'm tenacious and I have the power of God with me and we don't say no. So anyway, so throughout that journey, I learned about the lymphatic system. And in 2006, after everything, I got completely healed. So remember I told you I woke up sick. I woke up one day completely healed. So I believe that journey was to help. Yeah, I give God the glory fully. Yeah. But I believe that journey was for so that I can learn what I need to learn. Those are stepping stones to get me where I am today. It helped me write that book, Unveiled Truth. Mm-hmm. And it helped me really help a lot of other people in my wellness center who had the same symptoms, who are being misdiagnosed. And I'm a person who wants to give people answers to, you know, to what's going on in their life and their body. And I believe in root causes. So I don't look at the symptoms. I look at the root. Why is something happening? What's the cause of it? And what I found in doing my research is that we are triune. We're spirit, soul, and body. And that whatever goes on on a soul level, the body's manifesting. And there was a direct connection between the two. And your soul is your mind, will, and emotions. And so I didn't realize prior to me getting sick back in the, you know, when I was in my 20s, is I had gone through so much emotional trauma with, you know, some stuff that happened in my household and some other things that it really, it took a toll on my physical body. And I didn't realize it until it was too late. So it was cumulative. It just kept growing and adding to the trauma after trauma after trauma. And, you know, and this is, I don't need to go really into that, but I made a lot of really bad choices in life because of some of the surrounding circumstances were in my life at the time. And maybe some other time we'll talk more about that, but I really want to get into the heart of what God is telling me today. And that is, you know, it doesn't matter where you came, it's where you're going.
Amen. Amen.
And
that's so true.
You can let obstacles get in the way of moving forward, but I will tell you something. If you do that, you let the enemy win. And I refuse to let the enemy win because I know I'm carrying something powerful for the kingdom. And I knew that when I brought this process extract out, which is the proprietary process that God gave me through the lymphatic system, where in 2006, when I opened up my wellness center, I understood the lymphatic system, like I said before, but I never did body work in my entire life. I never had a desire to do body work or anything like that. But here I am, 6 weeks into my new business, and I have a lady who has a need. She has edema, which is swollen ankles. And I said, let me just try something. I start working on her. I have no clue what I'm doing. I'm being completely honest with you. So I'm working on her, but it was weird. It was like, I knew what to do. I can't explain it any other way. I just knew what to do. My hands knew what to do. And it was almost like it was following her body. So after about a half hour, she gets off the table. The next morning, she calls me up at 8 o'clock in the morning. I'll never forget this. The first thing she says is, what did you do to me? And now here I am thinking, oh no, I hurt her. What did I do? What is, oh my gosh, like I'm freaking out.
Let me find my lawyer's phone number.
Yeah, exactly. And she says, well, whatever you did, the swelling is completely gone. I said, really? I'm all surprised. I'm like, really? And she's like, yeah. She goes, I've had this issue for 14 years and doctors could not help me. She goes, I have a twin sister. Can you do the same thing? I'm like, sure, bring her in. I'm like, all right, God, come on. We did it one time. We can do it again, right? So she comes in. She gets the same results. Now they're excited. They're excited, right? So now I live in Palm Springs, California, and it's a very tight-knit community. And when you do something good, everyone knows. And when you do something bad, everyone knows. Well, guess what? I did something really good. So people were starting to talk about what it is that I was doing. And now at this time, I don't know what to call it. I'm calling it lymphatic, because I know it has to do with the lymphatic system. So I'm calling it like a lymphatic massage. Now, here's the cool thing. People are hearing about it. Not only are they coming in and getting rid of swelling, but aches and pains are going away. They're getting off of canes and walkers. Migraine headaches are going away. Sinuses are clearing up. Great. Taste buds are getting better. Hearing's coming back. I see eyesight. The people are getting off of their glasses. I mean, things are happening, right? In their physical bodies. Amen. But not only that, it's hitting on an emotional level too. So I'm seeing people crying, laughing, screaming, yelling as I'm doing this process. And I'm going, what the heck is going on? Well, that's when the Lord said there's a connection.
Yeah.
So this is so cool, right? I'm like, this is amazing, Lord. This is awesome. So I'm doing this. It went from the physical, you know, went down to the legs, all the way up to the upper, to the face, to the head, the back, everything. So it was a full body process. After about maybe 2 months, it just kind of evolved. And I'm getting so busy. I'm doing 14 sessions a day myself. Oh, wow. In my center, in my wellness center. And this is growing my business. I mean, we're talking... Oh, yeah. You know, really hugely growing, and everybody's hearing about it. I have to do no marketing, although PR hears about me. The newspaper hears about me. They do a PR piece, and in 3 hours, I get 75 calls about it. My business explodes. God's hand is all over it. I'm doing Bible studies in the back. It's just an amazing opportunity, right? Great time. Everything's going great until it's not. Yeah. Guess what? I'm seeing success. People are getting amazing results, miraculous results. We're doing Bible studies in the back. All of a sudden, I start getting served. I start getting lawsuits. People are suing me left and right, not because of what you think, but because one person said that I took an insurance claim and I wasn't. Well, we found out they were con artists. They went around to every single small business in the state of California and they sued people, and they would mediate. They sue you for $100,000 and mediate at $10,000. Another one was a best friend of mine. I was actually at her wedding. She got mad at me because I didn't invite her to my open house. She married an attorney. She decided that she wanted to sue me. So she sued me because wow. She was mad. I'm not kidding you. Another person, you know, people were trying to steal from me. They were trying to take my clients, trying to shut me down. It was like everything that could go wrong went wrong in 3 years possible. And I mean, we're talking everything, embezzlement, judgment, theft, bankruptcy, you name it. I went through it. So anybody who's going through a financial hardship, There's a reason for it. It's so that you can overcome in those areas and you can help other people in those areas. I know one of my callings is to help finance the kingdom. And I also know that I had to come to a place where I could be trusted with that. Mm-hmm. And when you lose everything and you're humbled by God, and I know I was humbled by God, I know for a fact I was, because God said, you know, I am allowing this to take place so that you can be who I need you to be down the road. And I would have conversations with Lord, like, Lord, I don't know how I can't handle this anymore. I mean, I'm screaming at God, but I'm having faith with God and I'm stronger with him. I can't explain it any other way other than I was mad, but I was stronger with my relationship with him than I ever have been. You know what I mean? At the same time. So it was like this bittersweet thing. So I'm in the Bible, I'm praying, I'm on my knees, I'm humbled, I'm crying out to the Lord, but yet I'm like going through this, one of the hardest times of my entire life. I call it literally getting beaten up, bloodied, going back down, coming back up, getting beaten up, bloodied, coming back down, going back up, and doing that for 3 years straight.
Yeah.
It was intense trying to bring this process out. So I'm telling, and I, again, this story is not my typical story. And I told you in the beginning, I'm going to be led by Holy Spirit. So I'm telling you this story because people need to hear this. It doesn't matter what you go through. It's how you endure through it.
Yeah.
Yep. And if you are called to something and you have an invitation, you have a commission, it is your job, it is your responsibility as a disciple, as a follower of Jesus to take that and take it all the way through, because Jesus will make a way. It doesn't matter what it looks like. You're not responsible for the outcome. He is. You just need to be obedient to the call. And I'm telling you, it was the hardest thing I had ever had to do. And I have not one regret, not one regret. And you can tell I'm getting passionate about it because it changed me. I've never been the same ever since. Yeah. My walk with God has never been more clear, more precise, and more driven than where I am today. And I'm even in a new season. So I went through that season for 3 years. I took a little hiatus. God said, okay, we're done with that right now. Let's close those doors. I even franchised that wellness center. I mean, it went really, really well. And then it went really, really bad, really fast. And closed the doors, had a little, it was called a layover. God gave me a year and a half layover. And then he said, okay, it's time to get back to work. So I ended up taking that signature process that God ended up calling it extract, which is an acronym for extract, which is X is canceled, T is toxic, R is release, A is accelerated, C is cellular, and T is transformation. And that birthed that process through the whole journey that I went through. And I decided that it was time to teach people so that they can learn exactly what it is that I did. So I took a placebo group of about 5 people and I taught them exactly what I knew to do. And every single person that I taught got the same results, if not better. So I knew there was an impartation into this gifting. And so that launched my academy that I had for the last 7 years up until COVID, where I taught over 800 graduates in 46 states and Canada, 79 instructors, was a keynote speaker for many, many companies. One was for Young Living Essential Oils. I helped impact hundreds of lives, thousands of lives with this process myself, as well as others that I've taught. And it has been just an amazing journey. And really what it showed me is that, you know, I could come from a place of having no understanding of why I'm going through what I'm going through and come out on the other side.
Amen. Well, you know, Job had the same story.
I know. I was thinking of that when I was saying it. It's funny because I don't think I ever saw myself as that before.
Yeah, the end result was double.
Amen. Amen. Yeah.
Now, you made the transition, as you said, into coaching other people.
Yeah.
That's what you're doing now. And in this day of the COVID lockdown, you know, a lot of people have found themselves totally unprepared for it, basically.
Yeah.
You know, taking care of themselves. Many were struggling paycheck to paycheck, you know, trusting in the job that was always there. And then the businesses shut down and those paychecks were lost. And some jobs are gone for good. Some of the businesses and the employment they offered never reopened.
Right.
For many, they've always depended on having a job, never thought about anything else. This could be, is it the new normal for the foreseeable future? How does your company help someone identify what they have to offer to the world when they don't even realize it?
You know, I'm so glad you said that because I was actually just going into that. I was going to segue that perfectly. So one of the things I did really, really well was I created my own intellectual property through this process extract. And when you do that, you create your own lane and you dominate the marketplace. You're known for it. It's your legacy. You are a speaker that people are looking for now because you're the expert. If they wanted to go to that process and they wanted to learn that, they had to come to me or somebody somebody that learned it from me. So what I did through this COVID is, because think about it, nobody's touching anybody. No one's doing any physical body work.
Right.
So what happened with COVID is my business completely flatlined. It just stopped. And I'm like, okay, God, now what? We're in a new season, obviously. And the funny thing is, God prepares, He prepared my heart for this. I already kind of had a feeling something was changing about a year before. So things had kind of really started slowing down and He was preparing my heart for the new thing anyway. I just didn't know what that new thing was. So I remember I said, I don't know what I'm doing until I'm actually in it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how God works with me, is I don't know I have the gifts until I step into them. So I knew what I was doing with myself, but I thought, you know what? What if I took what I did for myself for all those years and I put it into the coaching industry? What would that look like? So I started doing some interviews with coaches and I found they all had a lot of similar issues, I would say. And I don't know if I say, I guess they are issues. And one is they didn't understand they were a business. They were very navigative. They navigated and they were very informational, not tangible. They were not understanding how to really make money or earn money to get to that 6 to 7 figure income. They didn't know how to brand themselves. They didn't know how to message to themselves. They didn't know how to have any cohesiveness. And I saw that this was an overgrown problem for a lot of coaches. And I said, okay, well, you know what? I believe I can help you. So I started doing exactly what I did for myself with these coaches, where I actually help them. I call it the zero to hero method, where I actually help these coaches establish their own methodology. So what I do with my process extract, that's called a methodology for a body work, a hands-on process. I do that for coaches, not hands-on, but I actually help them create their own strategy, their own keys, their own expertise, which we call a methodology. It's their own proprietary process. So now they have their own lane. And what I'm really known for doing really well is I can take people from a very wide view and put them into a narrow perspective. So they're not all over the place and they have organized structure and they have one lane that they can play in and we can build them from that place. So like you said in the beginning, that people, you know, it's like when you're building a house, most coaches that I find, they put the furniture in first, but they don't build the foundation. And to me, the foundation is knowing who you are, what it is, who you're serving and what it is that you're doing that no one else is doing.
Yeah.
That and so we start there. What is it about you that makes you different? So I go into your personal story, I go into your backstory. I learn about some of the courses that you've done or you've taken, some of the books that you read, and we take it all together, all of it, and we pull it all together into that one lane. And maybe we come up with 5 to 8 to 10 strategies or keys or protocols or pillars, whatever you want to call it. And then we come up with a name for it. And then we start to build a brand with that. We look at your logo, we look at your website. We help craft your story because your story is unique. We help you with your CTA tools and resources. We help you create your ebooks and Series 4. We help you with all your e-courses, your membership sites. I mean, we are a full circle, one-stop shop. We help you with our outreach, with copywriting. I mean, everything you need to build a brand and a business so that you're earning that 6 to 7 figure income, we do it. Not only do we show you how to do it, but we help you implement it, execute it, and I have a team of people that will walk alongside of you along as well as me that I work with my coaches one-on-one with as well.
Okay. I want to back up just a little bit to where, because I want to take this more or less step by step.
Sure.
Because, you know, as you and I have talked the past few years, I've been helping people start podcasts and using online radio to get the gospel out. And one of the main questions that seems like I was always asked, I don't know what to talk about. What can I talk about? And the answer I gave was, what do most people ask for your help with? And the reason that's what they are known for and recognized for. It could be something as simple as babysitting advice or being a math tutor or as complicated as computer repair. But that would be a good topic for them to have a podcast on. And that sounds like how basically you're helping people to discover their niche that they should focus on and helping other people, right?
Yeah. So when you say niche, I really want to make sure that people understand the niche is your methodology. The niche is not who you serve. Mm-hmm. Who you serve is your avatar. A lot of people get confused on that.
Okay.
So when you have a good niche, you can take it to any audience you want. That never has to stop. It's just, it never has to change. You're just changing buckets, so to speak. So remember when I had my extract, my lymphatic technique, I can go to body workers, I can go to oilers, I can go to naturopaths, I can go to chiropractors. So you should be able to take your methodology to several different areas. You can go to business, you can go to parenting, relationships. It doesn't matter because what you are made of can go to several different industries. But you don't want to keep changing your message. You want to keep your message the same. Just go to different buckets. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Amen.
So we start out with a discovery call, and that discovery call and you is just 1 hour. And within 1 hour, I can literally help you build an outline of your methodology, and you'll already be there. So I've already taken you from out to this place where it's a really big view and narrowed it into that one lane. So that's your own sandbox that you can play in and that nobody else can come into. So the only other way we do it is we craft your story because your story is unique to you, and we help you get really creative and innovative with your logo, your look, your feel, your website, your videos, as well as, you know, your CTA tools and resources. We can get really creative with those things. And also, people don't understand, if you have a technique of some sort, maybe you do NLP, you do some tapping, or you do podcasts, for example, or you do TV, those are tools to be utilized in your message, in your methodology.
Amen.
That is not your methodology. Amen. A lot of people think that's their methodology.
Right.
So you see where I'm going with that? Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. We had to have a conversation like, listen, this is a tool, but you have a message and you could be that speaker. So we help people become speakers, you know, through this methodology, again, that zero to hero. And I want people to realize you can start from scratch and become a founder. So every single one of my coaches are not only business owners, they're founders of their own proprietary process.
Now, you use what you call a business box module. What is that and how does it work?
So there's two ways that people can work with us. One is they come in and we can help them, like I said, from the zero to hero. We have a 5-step process. We help them build, create, reach, win, and prepare for the success and things like that. The other way is if somebody, let's say, is looking for a business opportunity and they don't know what they're going to do next, right? Maybe they lost their job or they're looking to transition. One of the things that I like to do is find different revenue streams for people. So I've come up with a program where I actually created a business in the box opportunity, almost like a franchise model. It's not a franchise, where I teach people to do exactly what it is that I do for them.
Okay.
And they become their own virtual agency. But here's the beauty part of this, Robert. They get to go through the entire process themselves as a coach would. So they understand that's part of the training. So now they have two revenue streams. Now they can have their own intellectual property as a coach if they want. And the second way is they now create their own virtual agency and coach coaches.
Amen.
So it's, so it's two different revenue streams. It's two for the price of one, so to speak. And it really does help impact lives on so many different levels.
Amen. Amen. That's awesome. That is awesome. Now, something you focus on is the unique selling proposition. And mm-hmm. how hard is that to do, to get someone to focus on that?
Well, again, this is a mindset thing, right? So one of the areas that we focus on too is the prepare. Listen, you're starting a business. Yes, you're a coach. Yes, you have some skill sets. And yes, you love to coach. And you're probably very, very good at it. That's why you do it. And you've probably been doing it for years formally without even getting paid. Most coaches are. But when you wrap your head around the actual business piece of it, and you realize that you are to earn finances with this, a very good living about this, and there is a process that you're building out, just like if you were taking a brick and mortar and you were doing the build out, I say, listen, we're in that stage right now where you get your location, you sign your lease, and you are now starting the build out. So the build out phase in the brick and mortar is the build out phase in the methodology. And so the more unique you make the build out and the look and feel of it, the more unique you're going to be able to have a unique selling proposition. Because again, it's that unique touch, look, feel, branding, cohesive, and message that you are bringing to the table that no one else is. And that helps you create your differentiation and have your unique selling proposition. And then, of course, your uniqueness is also in the tools that we help you develop. Your ebook series that we do, for, you know, we help you with your courses, your membership program. It all is a part of the differentiation of being that unique selling proposition.
Amen. Hey, folks, Pastor Bob here. We're all out of time for today's portion of my interview with Nina Venturella. I'm telling you, folks, Nina, she has a great coaching program, and what she calls her business box module. It definitely is something that can help you with your business, with your coaching program. It can help you in trying to establish that additional source of family income, especially in the day and time in which we live with these shutdowns going on and you know, other businesses are cutting back. Some people have lost their income. They've lost their jobs. Some businesses have shut down permanently. Isn't it time you take charge? Isn't it time you begin to provide for your family? Just even if it's just an additional source of income, maybe not to replace your permanent job, your regular job, but just that additional source of income, knowing you have it coming in. Folks, reach out to Nina. Go down to the show notes, get in touch with her today, and just see if it's a good fit. There's no harm in looking, but you will never know unless you actually go through the process of reaching out to her. Now be sure to come back next time, because we're just really getting into the good stuff right now. You're really going to get a lot out of this next portion of the interview. Till then, this is Pastor Bob reminding you, be blessed in all that you do.
Are you a Christian entrepreneur, coach, or author with a message that needs to be heard? Picture this: your voice reaching thousands, your story inspiring hearts, and your business flourishing like never before. Introducing Faithcasters, the ultimate platform that connects faith-driven professionals like you with the power of podcasting. Become a sought-after guest on faith-based podcasts. Share your unique insights and connect with like-minded individuals who share your passion for faith and entrepreneurship as well. Imagine your expertise reaching a wider audience, expanding your network, and propelling your business to new heights. Well, it's all within reach with Faithcasters. So don't wait. Take the first step today on your journey to greatness by visiting our website at faithcaster.org. That's faithcaster.org. Join the Faithcasters community now and unleash the full potential of your faith-driven enterprise. You do not want to miss this opportunity. Faithcasters, where faith meets podcasting and your dreams become reality. Visit faithcaster.org. Let's soar together. And remember, anyone can be a podcaster, but only a Christian can become a faithcaster. Faithcasters, your voice, your platform, your success.